Hi, this is Dr. Tizel dictating a psychiatric evaluation on a Gulsen Efeturk, first name Gulsen, last name Efeturk. Date of evaluation, was 3/18/2022. Date of birth, 1/1/1975. New paragraph. Patient is a 47-year-old female, married for the past 22 years, currently undergoing divorce proceedings, mother of a 20-year-old daughter and 17-year-old son, comma, patient is currently residing in her father's home for the past week while her children are living in their father's home, comma, last worked on February 2022 as a hairdresser, comma, referred for anxiety symptoms, requesting a report slash evaluation to be forwarded to her attorney, period. The patient is a medical decision maker and was present via video conference, having given consent for telehealth services, period. New paragraph. In May, patient stated, after reading self-help books and watching various shows, she started having flashbacks, period. She realized that the emotions she was experiencing were due to her husband negatively affecting her, period. She described that when her son was 1 year old, she had developed panic attacks, period. Following that, for 8 years, she had been on antidepressants, initially given by a psychiatrist and later by her primary care physician, period. She stopped taking them after 8 years due to side effects, including weight gain, suicidal thoughts, and realized that the medications were just sort of placating her symptoms that were all stemming from her husband's behavior towards her, period. She also stated in the past she had gone to a psychotherapist, period. She described no longer having any communication with her husband, period. New paragraph. Patient stated that she initially opened up a divorce case in 2012, period, but at that time, as her son had a depression at the age of 8, and her husband was providing him necessary help, she rescinded the case, period. She stated that when she initially opened up the case, he had sent them to Turkey, and when she came back, she noticed that there were cameras set up around the house and told her he heard everything she had been saying, period. Patient described after that incident, she felt depressed, surrounded by her husband and kids, whom she felt were attacking her, period. She described that to her husband, only sex and money are important, period. He later claimed that she was involved in an affair, which she stated was not true, period. New paragraph. Over the summer, a patient and her husband and children went to Turkey from July 1st until August 1st, period. In mid-October, she relayed an incident in which her husband had a construction worker come to the home, and he then went to work, period. She stated that the construction worker asked her what she wanted done, trying to please her, period. She feels that the man drugged her, and when she woke up, she felt that there was swelling in her teeth and womb, period. New paragraph. Patient feels that the kids were calling her sick and protecting their father, period. She described him putting her in a depressive state, but still continued to protect her husband from her family, period. When she went to the psychologist, she was informed that maybe it was her husband who was causing all these problems for her, period. Last week, patient opened up a divorce suit, period, 2 months before. Patient's daughter started telling her that her phone calls were being tracked, period. New paragraph, patient feels her husband influenced the attorney who offered her the house and $500,000, period. She is now with a new attorney trying to determine if there are tracking devices that had been put on her, period. Patient described that her husband is verbally abusive and puts her down. Period. As a result, she doesn't feel comfortable being naked in front of him, period. Even when socializing, such as going to a wedding, she states that he would pay little attention to her, period. She stated that he yells at her, stating he is the only one working as he owns two restaurants, period. Patient states she's the one who does the chores around the house and cares for the children, period. Patient describes having middle insomnia, usually taking magnesium at bedtime, period. She describes her appetite as being stable, period. New paragraph. Medical history. Patient's primary care is Dr. Luigi Parisi, P-A-R-I-S-I, period. Patient has an allergy to minocycline, causing edema of the tongue, period. Patient reports a history of IBS, period. Status post cholecystectomy, period. Status post appendectomy, period. Status post cosmetic surgery, period. Patient denies being on any medications and only taking over the counter magnesium at bedtime, period. New paragraph. Psychiatric history. Patient reported one psychiatric hospitalization in 2016 for 3 days, followed by an overdose on alcohol and Xanax, period. Following that incident, she followed up with the therapist, period. In the past, she states she had been prescribed on Zoloft and Prozac, but has not been taking them for the past 5 years, period. Even though the patient wanted to go to marital counseling, she stated her husband did not want to, period. She described her husband pays everybody so that he looks good and is only cheap to her, period. Family history. Patient has one brother and two sisters, being the oldest of four children, period. Her son has a history of anxiety and depression, not prescribed on any medications, but does go see a therapist, period. Her father has a history of mood disorder, period. Patient denies any history of substance abuse issues in the family, period. No reported history of suicide in the family, period. New paragraph, social history. Patient was born in Gaziantep, Turkey, period. Gaziantep is spelled G-A-Z-A-N-T-E-P-E. She was married in Brooklyn, period. she came to the U.S. when she was 21 years old as her father was living here, period. She described it as sort of being an arranged marriage, period. Her husband owns two restaurants, period. Patient reports drinking alcohol on a social basis only, period. She denies any illicit substance abuse, period. She stated she just started smoking cigarettes, period. New paragraph, mental status exam. Revealed a 47-year-old female, cooperative on interview, maintaining good eye contact, period. Psychomotor activity level within normal limits, period. Speech spontaneous, overproductive at times, period, somewhat circumstantial, period, mood anxious, describing feeling easily overwhelmed, period, affect appropriate, period, no evidence of any acute disordered thought processes, period, though she did describe preoccupation with divorce proceedings, with questionable persecutory tendencies related to her husband's actions towards her, period. She denies suicidal or homicidal ideation, period. She's awake, alert, oriented times four, with no evidence of any gross cognitive deficits, period. New paragraph, diagnoses, F43.22, adjustment disorder with anxiety, period. Rule out F43.10, post-traumatic stress disorder, period. New paragraph, recommendations, psychiatric evaluation, report to be given to her, to the patient slash her attorney upon completion, period. Obtain consent to receive past medical records from her previous treating psychiatrist and therapist, with parentheses and S after therapist, and the parentheses, period. Obtain written and verbal consent to exchange information as if needed to her attorney, period. Continue individual therapy with Ishna, well, it's spelled I-S-H-A, then N-E, then Sanchez, S-A-N-C-H-E-Z, and obtain consent for coordination of care as needed, period. Couples counseling referral, period. Ongoing medical follow-up and routine labs, with most recent labs to be forwarded to this office for review, period. Patient is to return as needed, period. This is the end of dictation. Thank you so much.